fine business, Randy. Couple more fine fines. How about that? Anyway, not the kind you pay at a court either. You understand. Thank you, Randy. We'll talk to you soon. VG3 India, Foxtrot Charlie. Clear.
Yeah, 73's, Paul. Have a good day. The 5RJM will be clear as well. QRT, 73.
IFC V5 Al Salima Mobile.
Yeah, Pierre, are you driving or are you a co-pilot today? Go ahead.
The driver. My eyes are so good. Oh my god. No blurry at all, and I jumped in like a ass a chicken. But after my second surgery for my cataract, I will be feel totally full young chicken. Hi, hi. Back to you, Paul.
That's wonderful. My gosh, Pierre, you bounced right back. Oh, that must be the French blood. What do you say to that? Good French blood in you. Go ahead.
Honestly, you can kill a Frenchman, never. No, I feel happy, and my eyes are so good. Well, the other one is not too bad, but I mean, I need a surgery, that's for sure. So they did the right one, and the next time will be the left one, so perfect. So I'm happy with that surgery. No, everything is good, so I'm happy. Back to you, Paul. V3IFC, V5, on the mobile.
Well, I don't know if you heard what I said to Randy, but, you know, even better than being happy is knowing the people you care about are happy. So, if you're happy, I'm happy. How about that? And it's really good to know that you bounced back so quickly from your eye surgery. That's wonderful, Pierre. And you're right. You cannot kill a Frenchman. Excellent comment, Pierre. I'm really happy for you. Go ahead.
Well, in Saskatoon, that's a crazy city. I can't believe it. Every construction everywhere. Doesn't matter where you go. Unbelievable. And we have a bridge. They call the City Bridge. City Bridge or University Bridge. I can't remember the name right now. A pretty busy bridge over there. And they shut that bridge for about 5 months already, and that stuff is not done yet. Terrible. Now, they have just one line, just only for fire department and ambulance and the police. That's it. But you can drive there. If you drive over there, we have a big, big fine. Back to you, Paul.
Must be hard to get around. So much construction, so many detours. Gosh, it must take you a long time to go anywhere. Like a 10-minute drive is a half an hour, is that right?
Yesterday I was on the Trans-Canada Net talking with Doris. And she said the same thing. That's a crazy here. They think maybe you need to figure out how many hours, well, how many minutes you need to go on your destination, because you have a detour everywhere. That's terrible. If you're going a different way, whoops, another one again, another restriction. Now what? No, you can't turn there. You need to go straight, and yeah, that's a disaster. I hope that stuff will be done before winter. Back to you.
I guess if you're going to drive somewhere, you have to have a good sense of humor. Because you either laugh or you get mad. And didn't your father tell you it's better to be happy than grumpy? So wherever you drive, you have to be able to laugh, I guess. Because getting mad doesn't help. So you might as well laugh. So, I don't know. You can pretend it's funny, I guess. I don't know. Does that help if you can laugh about it, Pierre? VE3IFC.
Right. 100% right. No problem at all. Well, but anyhow, so that's a beautiful day today. And totally blue sky. A little bit of wind, but not too much. Beautiful, beautiful day today. Otherwise, not too much, so a break for now. Yeah, Randy is coming on Friday or Saturday, something like that. Yeah, the next surgery will be just before September 21st. So that's good. But after that, I can drive for maybe 5 days or whatever. So I got my surgery Monday. And now I'm driving perfectly. I see everything. No problem at all. No blurry, no fog. You know what I mean? So that's perfect. Very happy. So, but I need a sunglass when I'm going outside, because we have I need to protect my eyes with the sunglass. Same thing when I'm driving. So, but that's all right. That'll work to me, so I can't complain. Back to you. V3IFC, V5AL, mobile.
No, that's perfect. Huh. So, maybe I'll talk to you later when you get home. I don't know what time, 11, 20 after 11, 10, 9. So it's 20 after 9 for you, is that right? There, I don't know, 22, 23 after 9. Is that right? There?
It's 9:24 right now. So at your QTH, I think it's 11:30. Well, no, 11:25, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's right. I had such a late start today. I got to go and have breakfast. It's almost lunchtime, but I haven't had breakfast yet. So just running on coffee, Pierre. Just running on coffee. So now I gotta go and get some breakfast, so drive safely, be careful, and I'll talk to you later on today if that's okay. VE5 Alpha Lima Mobile, VE3IFC.
Okay, so I give you a call on my phone after your lunch, so I hope that will be okay for you. I tried yesterday, but I think it was very busy, so I understand that. No problem at all. But I try again this afternoon. 73 now, and you take care of yourself, Paul. VE3IFC, VE5 Alpha Lima Mobile will be clear after your final.
Yeah, I was on the road yesterday driving, and I don't look at my phone when I'm driving. I look at my phone and say, oh, I missed a call. So sorry about that, but if I'm in the car driving, I don't even have the phone where I can reach it. It's in the back seat somewhere, and I don't even listen to it because I don't want to get distracted and end up hitting a hydro pole, if you know what I mean. So I either drive or I talk on the phone, but I don't do both. Not at the same time, anyway. Fine business, Pierre. I'll talk to you after lunch. And thank you again for sharing the good news about your good eyesight. That's wonderful. I'm really happy for you. VE3 India, Foxtrot, Charlie is clear.
V83HR1 portable.
That sounds like a good guy portable. V83HRY portable. V3IFC.
Hey, good morning, Paul. And good morning, Randy, if you're listening, and anybody else listening. I've been listening, but I had a hard time hearing anything because of the traffic around me. And I stopped in a little coffee shop where I'm at now. Now I can hear the QSO. First time I've been here. Simple little coffee shop. Great espresso. They even brought me a cup of ice water to go with it. Nobody's ever done that. How's it going, Paul? I hope my text explained what I meant by entertainment. Over.
Yeah, copy that, Henry. I'm sorry I missed. I don't know what. Maybe not a circus, but maybe a sideshow. Would it qualify as a sideshow? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I wouldn't. I saw your tent that you sent. I got a kick out of that. But, it was all legal and everything, but boy, oh boy, after a while, give it up. The signals were bad, the audio was bad, the communication gap of language was bad, so, but I'll tell you, got to give them credit because they kept trying. VA3HRY.
Yeah, I take your point, and Emil is good about reminding us too that you should leave a pause between transmissions. Yeah, and that's a discipline that not all hams share, and I'm guilty sometimes of forgetting that important pause as well. Like it doesn't hurt, and it's a good thing not only to allow everything to reset, but it also leaves the door open if somebody has they want to jump in or has priority traffic or something. So a pause is a good operating procedure anyway. And there's a few people. Emil is good, and different people remind us that just take a pause. It can't hurt, and it only makes it better. So I think if I understood what you said yesterday or this morning about the there wasn't time to pause, and sometimes they double, and I'm guilty of doubling on occasions. I did earlier today, and not my first or my last. A pause is a good thing, but then you have to remember to hand it over to a specific person, so there's no guesswork of who should talk next. Go ahead, Henry. BE3IFC.
Yeah, always good to give applause for the cause. Yeah, and I got emails, Emil, email. Boy, say that three times real quick. And English, and I think that's German. I'm going to guess. That's a guess.